The Federal Communications Commission is considering a new set of rules governing how many TV stations one company can own. Chairman Michael Powell reportedly presented the rules changes to the other commissioners yesterday. Today, the Senate Commerce Committee held hearings on media ownership, and senators from both parties criticized the proposed changes. NPR's Rick Carr reports.
The proposed changes were prompted by the Telecommunications Act of 1996, which requires the FCC to examine its rules every 2 years, and by lawsuits by big media firms who want the ownership limits scrapped. According to published reports, Chairman Powell's proposal doesn't go as far in deregulating the broadcasting industry as executives had wanted. It would keep in place a limit on radio station ownership, and while it raises the TV ownership cap, there's still a cap. Randolph May is an analyst with Washington, D.C.-based think tank the Progress and Freedom Foundation. He says if the new rules are passed by the FCC, they will result in media conglomerates growing larger. But May says larger firms make better programming.
It requires a certain amount of economy of scale and resources in order to produce quality programming. And local broadcast stations and even the television networks themselves are just going to have a harder and harder time producing quality programming, programming that's responsive to the local community.
Deregulation got a skeptical response at today's hearing of the Senate Commerce Committee. New Jersey Democrat Frank Lautenberg said deregulation runs counter to the public interest.
I see it doing the owners, I see it doing the companies lots of good. It's more revenues, it's more profits, it's more control. In some ways, I think more threatening to the public good.
Several senators blasted the FCC for what they called a lack of public input into the process. Several have written FCC Chairman Powell and asked him to make the proposal public and seek more comment from citizens and legislators. Maine Republican Olympia Snow reiterated that demand.
The question is, do we have an opportunity to have input before these rules are made final in 3 weeks on June 2nd?
Critics of the deregulation process point out that while the FCC held just one formal public hearing on the new rules, media executives have been traveling to commission headquarters to appeal directly to commissioners and their staffs. Andrew J. Schwartzman is president of the Washington-based advocacy group, the Media Access Project.
The FCC's doors, in theory, are open to anybody who can show up. It's just harder for other people to show up.
Schwartzman says conventional wisdom in Washington holds that because FCC Chairman Powell probably has the support of the commission's other two Republicans, and hence a majority, he's likely to have the full five-member commission vote on the proposal on June 2nd. Meanwhile, a group of Democrats in the House has asked Powell to delay the vote and seek more public input. Rick Carr, NPR News.